So from what not to do to what to do. David started us out with this nice inspirational quote from Arthur Ashe about how it's important to be prepared. I have a slightly different formulation that I like. If any of you have ever been fortunate enough to be sworn into practice in the Western District of Texas before my old boss, you probably heard him say to you that when you come into his courtroom, you may not always be the smartest lawyer in the room. You may not always be the best dressed lawyer in the room. You may not always be the best looking lawyer in the room. But there is never an excuse for not being the best prepared lawyer in the room. And I think the same is true anytime you walk into a deposition, whether you are taking or defending. So let's talk about what you do before the deposition happens to get yourself prepared. Well, the first thing you have to do is familiarize yourself with your case, and that means a couple of things. Number one, it means figuring out what the legal issues are. And if you go to these CLEs, you probably hear pretty frequently that one of the first things you should do when you get involved in a new lawsuit is look up the jury instructions and start from there and figure out what the questions are going to be that the jury is going to be ultimately asked to answer in your case. And I hear that all the time. I'm sure you hear it all the time. I have to confess I don't always do it, despite thinking it's great advice. But I'll repeat it again because I think it really is great advice and will help get you in a good mindset to take any kind of important deposition in your case. If you think about what is the jury going to be asked or what questions will the judge or the court be asking itself when they try to figure out how whatever testimony you're getting fits into the story of your case. The other thing you have to do is investigate your client's side of the case and start to get a handle on the facts. And that means interviewing your own witnesses early, getting an understanding of who the important players are, creating casts, figuring out who did what when, that kind of stuff. It also means reviewing your own client's documents, of course.